7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, I can assure you that it is not 9:24 p.m., but I don't know the actual time. Oh, wait. Of course I know the actual time. It is actually 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Right, so hello. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I bet you're pretty excited about that. I know I am, because now it's time to pour the tea. And I haven't had any tea yet today, because this is another one of those days where I got up pretty late. I am up late today. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh. Yeah, that's what I need. That's what I'm talking about. We got the good Dahong Pao out today. Yes, we do. I need this today. You know, I was drinking cheap stuff for 2 days, and before that I was drinking some decent Chie Guan Yin. It's back to the Dahong Pao. I need this because I'm feeling rather... What am I feeling today? Rather dull. My mental acuity is not its most focused. I've been a little bit slow today. Doing dumb stuff. It's not that I'm doing dumb stuff necessarily, it's just... I don't know, I can't think straight today. So clearly, I need to drink more tea. More and more tea. Yes, I do. Yeah, so why am I sleeping so weird lately? I did actually sleep pretty good, all things considered. So, why am I so messed up? Now, this is just the changing of the seasons. This is one of those things that happens to me twice a year. Twice a year. I am one of those weird people who physically react to the seasonal change. Why? Well, that's complicated. But I do have to question what's going on, because something kind of doesn't make sense. Let's leave this room, first of all. My air conditioner just came on. If the weather's changing and it's nice and cool, why did the air conditioner come on? I don't think it came on at all yesterday. Okay, so I'm walking upstairs, and yeah, I am remembering that I did have to turn the air conditioner down a little bit the other day when it was raining. The humidity was bothering me. And as I look out the windows, well, we've got sun. And we've got a slight breeze. And that's nice and all. But it's actually a little bit warmer today than it has been. I got a thermometer right here. It's 23 degrees. according to this thermometer that doesn't have direct sun on it. The other thermometer has direct sun on it and says it's 28 degrees. Well, that's about 80 for all my American friends. And walking around is kind of making my calf tighten up, but we need to go outside. We need to go outside just to see where we are with all of this fence building. All right, as the committee will remember, 3 weeks ago, I got an email from my neighbor that said, hey, is it okay if we replace the fence between our yards, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, that's cool, fine with me. And so a couple days later, the crew showed up to install this fence, and they managed to hit a power line, and we didn't have power for 5 hours, etc., etc. And then they didn't do anything forever. And then about a week later, they worked for about another 2 hours and then didn't do anything. And then about a week later, they did worked for about another 2 hours and didn't get anything accomplished. And then yesterday, let's open the garage. Yesterday, I got an email from my neighbor, said, hey, contractors are gonna come back and put up all the wooden panels for the fence today. And I said, oh, okay, cool. And I did hear them working yesterday, but I also just noticed that there weren't any panels put up. Or at least I didn't see any. So we need to go out here and see why it has taken over 3 weeks. It'll be 4 weeks in a couple days. Over 3 weeks to put up this fence, which was maybe a day's worth of labor total. If I had a fence crew, this would have taken a day total. Of course, you know, we'd have to put the fence posts in one day, let the concrete cure, and then come back the next day to put up the fence panels. Why is it taking these guys a month? Well, as I walk around here, I am seeing that, yeah, we got posts, we got the beginning of a gate, and we do have some wooden panels that are up. I could not see them from my angle in the house. There are, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 panels. Oh, and one has started. There's one other started that's got one board across it. Out of how many that are required? 39 plus the one that's going to have the gate on it. So we'll say 40. So there's what? 7? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. Out of 40 are completed. What percentage is that? What percentage is 8 out of 40? God damn it. Now I have to do a math problem. And I'm not even awake. My brain is dull. My brain is not crispy sharp today. No, it's not. 8 and 40. There is a relationship there. We got to do the Tobe math. Since I don't have a calculator or a pen and a paper to do this math problem. So we do it the Tobe way. There is a relationship between 8 and 40. I'm trying to figure out what it is. 8 times 5, because 40 is 4 times 10. There's 2 fives in every 10 times 4 is 8. Okay, beautiful. What does this tell us? Let's go in the backyard, see what's going on in my backyard today. So there's 8 fives and 40. What does that mean? Beats the hell out of me. What was that noise? Oh. Okay, so if one... Okay, so one-fifth is done. That's 20%. Okay, so the fence is 20% done after, what, 24 days? 25 days? Yeah. Really gotta wonder about these contractors. You know, these contractors who decided to knock out my transformer. Yeah, if you're going to claim to be a contractor, you need to know that you have to dial 811 before you dig any holes. Did they do that? I'm guessing no. So here we are hanging around in my backyard. My bird bath is still knocked over because the raccoons are playing with it. I haven't put it back up yet because I'm too weak and I'm sure as hell not doing it today. I'm going to go into the corner of my yard where the scary tree used to be, and it's now cut down and just a stump. Ooh, I've got fungus action on the stump. Some kind of weird thing growing up. I bet it's oyster mushrooms. And we got other stuff growing. There's all kinds of, there's some more mycelial stuff happening back here on this stump. It looks pretty cool. I'm standing right next to the transformer that got blowed up. And there's parts on it in a plastic bag. Two bags of the screws that are being used to put the wooden slats on the metal poles. I could walk right into Shannon's backyard. He's got the coolest backyard. He's got that cool deck. He's got these flying awnings. Hey, there's a little birdie up there. Hi, birdie. All this great stuff. Does he have power back here? Probably. Maybe we could plug in some synthesizers back here and do some fun synth stuff. Oh, I wonder if he watched the Hawaii game last night. You know, when I was out talking to him a couple weeks ago, he was wearing a Hawaii hat, a Hawaii baseball cap, a Hawaii Rainbow Warriors or whatever they call themselves these days. And did I ask him if that's where he went to school? I don't remember. I don't think I did. I don't know. But I did notice that Hawaii was playing a football game last night. And it must have been in Hawaii because it didn't start until like shortly before midnight. Local time. I didn't know what channel it was on, otherwise I would have watched it. American football! Yeah, the Huskers played, and I think they won their game, so that's good. And et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, let's go back inside. Close my gate. Better check my mail. And yes, I realize that today is Sunday, and the mail does not come on Sunday, but I don't think I checked my mail yesterday. Or the day before. So, who knows what we might find in the mailbox to be opened in 3, 2, 1. No mail. Oh, but look who's in the window. Oh, look, it's my kitty. Pippa is standing in the window. She's got the blinds, you know, I've got vertical blinds in front of the windows, and she's got them parted, and so my cat is right here. Hi, hello, kitty in the window. What are you doing in there? How did you get in there? Hi, she's waving. She's, hi, meow. I can see her mouth moving, trying to talk, and she's doing that thing where it looks like she's waving. She likes to paw at the glass. And now she's rubbing her face on the glass.
Oh, it was a funny baby. Hi.
Funny baby is waving. Okay, I'm coming back in. Let's go in and see what my cat is doing. Why do I get the feeling that we're going to walk in there and somebody is going to be Yangy Baby and expect us to hold the jug and pour it while she drinks kitty water? Is that what's going to happen? Let's find out.
Oh, here's my baby standing right here. Hello.
Who's a good kitty? Oh, did you see me out there? Yeah, you're a good kitty. And now the cat is smelling my feet.
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to smell my shoes? Yeah, go right ahead. I bet that's pretty fun for a kitty. Yeah, let's smell the shoes. Because that's just good cat business. Although, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe we should see where... Pippa has been a good baby lately.
You were a good kitty last night, huh? You found the spider. That's a good baby. Yes, you found the spider last night in the bathroom. That's a good baby.
There's a big old spider in the bathroom last night. And the cat found it. What did she do with it? Oh, nothing. She just watched it. Because, oh, it's so fascinating to watch these little things that move around. I'm pretty sure that if there was mice in my house, which sometimes there are, or at least voles, if my cat ever saw a mouse or something, she would just be one of those cats that says, oh, wow, how very interesting. I think I'll sit here and watch it for a while. Because that's what my cat does. My cat finds a bug or something walking across the floor, like an ant, and she'll just watch it. And as it moves, then she'll like try to touch it. She'll say, hey, what is that? And she'll stick her paw out. And then, of course, as soon as the bug, the ant, or whatever, feels that it's being touched, it freezes, right? Uh-oh, better freeze. There's a predator out there. And then, of course, it doesn't move, and the cat says, why isn't this thing moving? Then the cat bats at it for a while. Then it starts moving again. So then she sits back down and keeps watching it. Cats. They're so kitty-like.
Oh, hello.
Look who just came to see me. Guess who followed me down back downstairs? Oh, it's the kitty. And so now, we gotta do some kitty business, so I gotta get the kitty business pit ready. So while I'm doing that, we're gonna listen to some music. And this is gonna be a weird choice for you, but we're going with some Miles Davis. And we're going to go with something a little bit weird. We're going with doo-bop, which some people don't like. I don't know why some people are so harsh on this, but yeah, we're going to give me some of that doo-bop sound with Miles Davis. Oh, thanks, digital media.
Just thinking that doo-bop sound. MCs up in front of me. When I'm out, blow make the A wanna sing. My rhyme be shining on brothers like they flipping on they high beams. And when I just come through, you think you bad, but somebody seen you climbing a tree like Jack B. Nimble. Yo, Miles, blow the trumpet off of A&M.
Miles Davis' style is different, you can describe it as specific. He rip, rage, and roll, no top for watching Andy Griffith. You can, all you want, go ahead. While he take the doo-hop and mix it with bebop, just like a maker in the shoe shop, Easy Moby will cream you like the nougat. And usually we do our butts, since Miles wanna cool out, you can do that, Miles. Blow your trumpet, show the people this one is the doo-bop.
Just kicking that doo-bop sound, just kicking that doo-bop sound.
This one is the doo-bop.
Just kicking that doo-bop sound, just kicking that doo-bop sound. Just kicking that doo-bop sound.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have a lot of questions about what they just heard. Well, it was the late 80s. Somebody was probably trying to make some money. Somebody was thinking, how can I make Miles Davis relevant to the kids today? Well, it doesn't matter, because Miles is always going to be relevant. You don't have to shoehorn him into a bunch of crap. But nonetheless, the first time I heard that, I was like, okay, this is good, but the big question is, could I do better? If I had a bunch of, you know, old Miles Davis masters, or at least, you know, a big Miles Davis sample pack, yeah. I mean, come on, kids. Wait, Peppa, what? Now my cat, what? I'm trying to pet my cat, but now, okay, you're taking off. That's cool, too. Apparently, Peppa doesn't like doo-bop either. Too bad. And I think my point here is that you have to take doo-bop, that album, you have to take it in context. The funny thing about Miles Davis, not the funny thing, the interesting thing or the spectacular thing, well, I already said it, he's always going to be relevant, okay? It's Miles freaking Davis, okay? I don't know how to explain this. Where am I going with this? Oh, yeah. That album, Doobop, is going to seem dated. And you just heard the song. Yeah, it sounds like 1989 or 1990, right? Once trip-hop started going and everything, yeah. And that's the weird thing about it. That's the only album of Miles Davis that's going to sound dated. Look at all of his other classic records, like Kinda Blue, Bitches Brew, and Birth of the Cool. These albums are timeless, and they've already been timeless-ated. You know what I'm saying? These are classic gems of albums that when you hear them, you don't immediately say, oh, geez, This is 1959. Oh my God, this is so 1961. You know, you don't do that. You just go, wow, this is so Miles. Right, when you listen to doo-bop, you're not going to say, wow, this is so Miles. You're going to say, oh wow, this is so 1990. I can hear the 90s technology. I can hear the 90s style. So what, I don't even know when that, I don't even remember when that album came out. It was around then, I don't know. But of course, you're going to get the purists who hate it. You're going to get the jazz guys saying, oh, I hate it. That's terrible. I'm thinking of my old friend Bunny Geist. I told him I liked doo-bop, and he just about went off on me. Yes, the ghost rabbit. Bunny Geist, a personal friend of mine. Legendary local musician, singer-songwriter. Oh, Bunny can write. Bunny Geist is a hell of a character, too. And I love just talking to him about music. Because
He'll open your head up to some cool stuff. He turned me on to a lot of great stuff. And I just used to love poking him in the ribs, just giving him a hard time. He'd bring up Miles Davis and I'd say, yeah, Doobop, that was a great album. And he'd just go, ah, and he'd facepalm, he'd just go, oh, Tobe. Oh, that's who we need. That's who we need to interview on Dubious Goals Committee. We need to get Bunny. Where the hell is Bunny? Last time I saw him was at the Grind. I don't know. I'll just walk up and down in Benson, looking in all the music venues. I'll eventually see him. Hey, Bunny, come here. And no, he is not the only guy I know named Bunny. I know three people named Bunny, but Bunny Geist, the ghost rabbit, is clearly the winner. And now, geez, I got Miles on the brain now. I'm going to have to listen to Bertha Cool a little bit today, I think. And then, of course, at some point in time, I'm going to have to listen to some absolutely unapologetic pop music. Why? Well, it's about balance. I'm a Taoist. My universe, my life is about balance. I gotta keep things balanced. And whenever I go a little bit overboard in the mental, then I have to go the opposite direction. Do something stupid. How stupid? I don't know, like Savage Garden stupid? Yeah.
Anytime I need to see a face, I just close my eyes. And I am taken to a pastry of crystal mind. A magenta feeling, take a chapter in the face of my spine. Straight like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight. And if it happens again, I'ma move so slightly to the arms and the lips and the face of the human cannonball that
take
I need
it to the
I
bridge.
Want to. Come stand a little bit closer. Breathe in and get a bit higher. You'll never know what hit you.
Alright, everybody, hit the chorus. Right. So I can imagine there's some members of the committee out there saying, Tobe, what's with the Savage Garden? Well, longtime listeners, longtime members of the Dubious Goals Committee will remember my rage, my hatred of Savage Garden. No, that's not true. I actually love these guys because they stole my act. Let me put it to you this way. Savage Garden is the Tobe band of England. And these guys came out right when I was trying to break a new project and just about blew me out of the water. I was like, God damn it. Savage Garden! Oh, these guys are so great. If you like, you know, horrible, terrible, mindless pop music, which I do. You gotta have some pop music every once in a while, just like, you know, you gotta have ice cream and candy sometimes. Not every day. You gotta eat healthy, you gotta listen to healthy music, but every once in a while you need a treat. You need some candy, you need some pop music, you need some Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe and I gotta go savage my garden.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.